This is November X-Ray 8 Alpha on Michigan Statewide 2.
That's outside Anchor Whiskey Hotel,
like in Dearborn Heights, monitoring.
Okay, Pierre. Looking for an audio check. Anyone around on Statewide 2? KPR,
NAWRO, Statewide 2.
Okay, Tim, are you copying me? KPR.
Yes, sir. Good signal.
Okay, how's the audio? I'm just talking in a normal voice here, and when I first jumped on, it was really low. I think I figured out how to adjust it.
Well, on my Kinect systems, I was turning the audio up, so if I had it at my normal level, it would be a little light.
Okay, very good. Well, I just, about an hour ago, I just got off the phone with Jerry over there. I was on the phone with him for like 2 hours, going over a lot of the things with this new firmware and setting things up. I found out a lot of things about this radio that I didn't know about.
Very good. Once Wally gets done playing around with his repeater, maybe he can open up the one I gave him and you guys can compare notes. It would be nice to get the lowdown on the nitty-gritty here.
Yeah. It's got some really strange quirks, but I found out how to actually tune the radio, do a few other things. Let's see. What power? Hold on a second. Checking my power output here. Okay, I don't know. Let me see what power level I'm at.
Alrighty. Yeah, I'm at medium. I probably could knock it down to low. We're still hitting on Clemens.
Okay, well, it's not showing me what it should be. Huh, that's strange. I wonder if that's because it's digital.
All right, well, for mine, I have the P1 button programmed. I think that's the default for power, and I went down to low, so how copy me?
Yeah, no difference. I'm on low now also. No, that's reading correctly. Why is the high power reading wrong? Yeah, I'm going to jump over to analog and see what they show for power output there, because I just went through the whole tuning procedure. Except at all the levels, and now it's working. It's not showing right, but I think it might be because it's digital. I don't think the watt meter can show that properly.
I understood. I can hang here for a bit. NAWRO listening.
Yeah, it shows very different on analog versus digital. So I guess it's because it's, transmitters going on and off so quickly that can't get a good reading.
Well, yeah, that does make sense. That's probably it. What can I say? Good signal coming in, so.
All right, let me jump over and I'll see if I can hit him off Clemens from here. I doubt it, but let me try.
Okay, I just went over to the dashboard to take a look.
Okay, I'm on Mel Clemens right now. Do you copy?
Sure. That, well, let's see. You got to wait for it to drop in here, though. But audio-wise, not much difference. Oh, okay, a little bit higher in the RSSI, or lower, depending on which way you want to look at it. 114 versus your 93 on Detroit.
All right, let me jump over to Novi. Okay, KPR on Novi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, that's a perfectly copyable signal. Maybe a little bit worse. Looks like you're going to have three options. Yeah, look at that. It dropped in at, let's just say, 97. So it looks like you might have, at least this time and this date and this weather, you've got three options.
Yeah, these are the three I've programmed in my, I consider my home zone. I got the other ones in for if I'm traveling somewhere else. All right, I'm going to button this up for right now. I still got a lot of work with the code plug, setting up scans and all that fun stuff. A little bit of ways to go yet with that.
All right, copy that. Have a good evening. JPR from NAWRO. I'll be clear.
Okay, Tim. Catch you later. JPR, thanks for the test.